Friday the 16th of October, Kofches Tishrei, Rabbi Anthony Manning, the 13th Ikorim of the Rambam.
Good morning, gentlemen, and all those listening. It's lovely to be here. Thank you very much for the honour of asking me to speak on the Torah Way. And I'd like to address, Be'ezrat Hashem, in the next half an hour, a couple of very fundamental issues. Bereshis Bara Elokim et Hashamayim ve'et Ha'aretz, the beginning of a whole sefer of Ikorim, if you like, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Borei Olam, of how the Avos worked, of them as a Merkava. There are many deep Hashkofa issues in Sefer Bereishis. Of course, Rashi is asking, why is there Sefer Bereishis? And he gives a different answer, and the Ramban gives a different answer. So I thought I'd like to address with you today a very interesting question in the nature of Emunah, and what that means. And if a person, I've entitled the Shia, can one be a heretic by mistake? Which really is an investigation of the Shita of the Rambam, and looking a little bit at the Raivad and perhaps a little bit of the Sefer Ikrim, and hopefully we'll get something out of this which will have a major implications for the world as a whole, because obviously there are a lot of people out there in the world, in the Jewish world, who do not believe in the Rambam's Yud Gimel Ikrim, for all sorts of reasons. Maybe they weren't educated, maybe they never heard of them, maybe they did hear of them but they don't understand them, etc. How does that work? How do these people fit into the framework of the Rambam's Yud Gimel Ikrim? We won't necessarily reach a total conclusion, but the half an hour should be enough to make us aware of the issues. First of all, I've brought you a sheet. Hopefully the sheet will also be on the website. I'll email it in. The first source on the sheet is the first and the second is the famous Rambams from Hilchos Tshuva. So let's have a look at those together. It'll be a bit of a hakdama to give us an introduction to what's going on. Hey, Kol HaRashoyim, says the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Peri Gimel Halacha Hey. Kol HaRashoyim, Shavonoisei HaMerubim, for someone who's a Rasha, who does a lot of Averas, Dani Moisem Kifi Chateihem, they get certainly judged according to what they did, but Yeshlem Chalek Le'olam Haba, but they have a chelik in Olam Haba. Shekar Yisrael Yeshlem Chalek Le'olam Haba, the Rambam of course is bringing down the Mishnah from the beginning of the 10th Perek of Sanhedrin. Every Jew has a place in Olam Haba. Afal Pishe Chatoi, even though they did Averas, Shneema Va'ameich Kulam Tzadikim, Le'olam Yushu Oretz, he brings the famous pasuk there from Yeshaya, Oretz Yumashu Kolayma, Eretz Achayim, Gal Eden, also this is Pasha, Vuh Olam Haba. V'chein Chasidei Umasa Olam, Yesh Lehem Chaylik Le'olam Haba, also the Rambam Shita is, somebody who is a Chosid, I'm not going to get into how you can become non-Jewish Chosid, what that means, Chasidei Umasa Olam, it's a comment on how the Sheva Mitzvahs work, but that's not for now. They also get a Chaylik in Olam Haba. So it seems all the good news is in source number one. Rosh still gets a Chaylik in Olam Haba, that sounds fine. However, the continuation of course is in source number two, which is the continuation of the Mishnah Sanhedrin. So number two, the Eluhain, She'ein Lahin Chaylik Le'olam Haba. But there are a whole group of people who do not get a chelik in Olam Haba, and in Ichrosim va'oivdim, they're cut off forever. V'nidoinim al goydel risham v'chatasam, they're judged for the terrible nature of their sin. Olam li olam olam, forever and ever and ever. There's no going back. And the Rambam then gives a long list, which we're not going to go into great detail here. He lists 14 different categories of people who have no chelik in Olam Haba. Let's look at a couple of them. Number one, the minim, which we'll look at a little bit more in a minute. Apikorsim, Kofrim b'Torah, those people who deny the Torah. Kofrim b'Tchias HaMesim, those people who deny Tchias HaMesim. Ubevias Goel, people who deny that there's going to be a Mashiach. Hamoridim, people who rebel against authority. Umachti HaRabim, those who make the public do Averas. And etc., etc., he goes on and gives, interestingly, Bali Losh Hora, a whole group of people who the seriousness of their Avera is so significant, or the seriousness of their courses, they have no chelik in Olam Haba. He then goes on to describe who these people are and the subcategories.
How can you sit there and say,
well, it's a qualification, it's like a legal document, it says everything will be taken except
Israel.
What's that? Yes, except, this is except. Everyone has a chelik in Olam Haba, except the following Yisraelim, who don't have a chelik in Olam Haba. It's just an exception to a general klal. If you pick it up on the fourth...
Who say that everyone has done at least a mitzvah once? Life, so
they might say that, the Rambam didn't say that. You know, the Rambam says, if you do these Averas, a person has no chelik in Olam Haba. Yes, they did Averas. In fact, they did mitzvahs, rather. We'll see number three, even if they did mitzvahs, he won't help. won't help according to the Rambam. I'm not saying everyone follows the sheet of the Rambam. We're just looking at the Rambam sheet for now. Have a look in line number 4. I want to just bring your attention to one of the details of these people. If you look in Halacha Zayin at the end of line number 4, it says, Chamisha Heimagikroim Minim. There are 5 types of people who are called Minim. Okay? Ha'ayma She'ein Sham Eloka Ve'ein Le'olam Manhik. Someone who denies Chas V'Shalom the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who runs the world. Someone who believes in polytheism, more than one God. And this is the one I want to focus on. I've underlined it. There is one God, a person might say. This God has a physicality. There is a physicality to the nature of God. So this person is an apikoros, this person is actually a min, to be more precise. The minim, of course, is used often by Chazal as a reference to the early Christians. That's a whole other discussion, which we haven't got time for now. But clearly the belief that God has a body, as far as the Rambam is concerned, is apikorsis, is minus, and a person would have no chelek in olam haba. Of course, a person can always do tshuva, and the Rambam finishes off in Halacha Yudan at the bottom on line 12, where he says, "B'mad dvarim amurim, shekol echa be'elu ve'elu ein loy chelek le'olam haba, k'shemeis b'loy tshuva, if he dies without doing tshuva. Aval im shav mirishoy, umeis v'hu bal tshuva, harihu mikne olam haba." Of course, there is nothing that stands in the way of tshuva, even though some things make tshuva harder. Nevertheless, a person can always do tshuva, even from one of these very serious averas in Hashkotha. Now, so that's basically the Rambam's position. Everyone has a chelik in Olam Haba, apart from these people who don't. And one of those people is someone who believes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a body. If you look in number 3, I'm not going to go through all of these sources in detail, but number 3 basically is in the Rambam's Hakdoma to the Perish HaMishnayos, where he sets out the Yud Gimel Ikrim, and he says, Ka'ashayu Kayanim La'adam Kala Yisodas Halalu. If a person keeps all of these basic Yisodas, the 13 Ikrim that he lists, the Emunaso Behem Amitis, and he really believes in them, Harihu Nichnas B'Klal Yisrael, he's part of Klal Yisrael. V'chayla Avoy V'lachmolav, you have to love this person, even if he does Averas. Even if it's a balavera, someone you have to love them and you have to take, have mercy on them. But kol ma shetziv Hashem oisana zel, they're all the mitzvahs ben lam lechaveru, min ha'ava v'ha'achva, afilo asa ma sheyocha liyos min ha'averus, even if a person did averus, machmas ta'avaso, because he had taiva, v'ha'gvaras yetzahara, and he had a yetzahara. Hari hu ne'enash, he of course is punished, lefi godel morov, because according to his rebellion, v'yesh l'chelik, but he has a chelik. V'hu bi poche Yisrael, he's just a sinner. But if a person is even a fakbeik, a person even doubts these yisoidas, me'ela yisoidas, har is a yatsa min haklal, he's out. He's out of the klal, the kafa be'ikar, and he's denied the es, etc. Nikra min, v'apikoros, etc., etc. The Rambam Shitza seems to be very strict, which says that if a person believes in these 13 principles of ikrei hadas, they have a chelik in Olam Haba, even if they do certain other averus. Whereas, if a person is even a fact-picker, a person even doubts and questions, maybe this is not a yesod, maybe this is not what we're meant to believe in, that's it. He's out. Yatsa bin Aklal, he has no chelik in Olam Haba. And indeed, he paskins in number 4, in Hilchas Reitzeach, about which people are in and which people are out. He says, V'al-Torah hikpida on the Foshus Yisrael. The Torah is very careful, get concerned about the Jewish soul. Bein Rashaim ben Tzadikim, where people are, who are Rashaim and people who are Tzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makpid to look after them. Ma'ach Hashem nil v'meshah, because they go with Hashem. U'ma'aminim be'ikrei be'ikar hadas. As long as they're ma'aminim be'ikar hadas. So the Rambam is consistent across the Mishnah Torah, across the Perish HaMishnayos, that a person has to believe in these things in order to get a chelek in Olam Haba. And the question therefore arises, so what about if a person didn't believe in these things? Not because they were a rebel or someone who rejected Torah, but someone who made a mistake. Someone who thought that maybe God did have a body. So this is brought up in number 5. And here we see there's a very interesting machlokas, which we'll take further in a few minutes. Have a look at number 5. This is a quote from what I brought you in number 1. The Rambam says that if a person believes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has any physicality, that's it. Even if he thinks that maybe a little bit, that's it. No chelik in Olam Haba. Doesn't matter if he did mitzvahs. Doesn't matter if he keeps Shabbos and kashrus. That's it. He's out. Says the Raivad immediately, not so fast. Pick it up on the first line of the Rambam, please. For Lama Karla Zemin, he asked the Rambam, why did you call this person a heretic? V'kama gedolim v'toivim mimenu. Maybe mimenu even. Maybe greater people than him, or than us, let's say it's than us, okay? Halchu b'zeh machshava, they followed this view. In other words, the Ravid says there are many great people who felt that maybe God had a body. Of course, they were mistaken. Why were they mistaken? Because they read the psukim. They read the Torah. They opened the Chumash. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a hand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has eyes. Eine Hashem ala aretz. Yad chazaka. Zro natuya. It says in Furish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a body. V'yoyse b'masherah b'divrei ha-goddess. And if you open the Midrashim, Vavoy, the Midrashim are very, very anthropomorphic. They put the God. Read Anim Zmiros. Tartari Shacharitz. HaKadosh Baruch has tefillin. He has black curly hair. What's going on? Hamashabasha says Adeus. That could confuse a person. In other words, the Ravid says, of course a person who believes is clearly mistaken, but you're going to call them a heretic. The person got confused. The person made a mistake. The Rambam doesn't seem to allow for mistakes. The Rambam doesn't seem to give any allowance for, you got confused. I'm sorry, you got confused. What can I tell you? You got confused. You lost your chelik in Olam Haba. In fact, Rav Elchanan Wasserman, in number 6, in quite a famous statement, he brings down the sheet of his Rebbe, Reb Chaim Briska. And Reb Chaim says the following, in number 6, Das HaRambam, De Hamamin Bahakshoma, Hu Min. Someone who believes in the Gashmias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Min. Vaharayvan, I mean source number 6. What's that? Hakshama. In the Geshem, as in Gashmias. Gashmias, Mashva Ruach, Morita Geshem. Yeah, Gashmias. We have to bring down the Gashmias, not bring it down. But Haravad Kasov, the Ravid writes, we saw in number 5. She Gedolim V'Toivim, he misses out the word Mimenu, interesting. V'Tol Bezeh, they made this mistake. There were great people who made this mistake. Mipnei Agodesh and Shabshu Sadeh, because they got confused. So Rabbi Chanan Wasserman is bringing down this machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Shamati B'Shem Kfoidim Arenu Harav Hagon Rav Chaim Halevi Mibrisk. He quotes Rav Chaim Soloveitchik Mibrisk, the Riskros father, Badas HaRambam, in the view of the Rambam. How does he understand the view of the Rambam? And look what I've underlined here. Ki Bekfira Lo Shaykh Shogeg. This is, he's explaining the Rambam. When it comes to kfira, when it comes to apikorsis, heresy, there's no such thing as a shogeg. A person could be a shogeg in Hilch Shabbos. A person can walk down one morning on Shabbos, and they think it's Thursday morning, and they turn on the lights and whatever, and they say, what are you doing in Shabbos? Oy vey, I thought it was Thursday. That's shogeg. Shogeg. Halachas of a shogeg. That's very chatas. But it's not amazing. Didn't break Shabbos on purpose. The difference is not chayv koris. Says Rabbi Chaim Briska, when it comes to apikorsis, you can't claim to be a shogeg. Why? Because at the end of the day you didn't believe. The person cannot be part of Klal Yisrael without Imunah. We'll see why in the Rambam that has to be the case. Says Rabbi Chon, and they say over in Rabbi Chaim Briska's name, bit of Yiddish here, quite a famous line of Chaim, Devos is Nebuch HaApikoyros, is Oich HaApikoyros. Someone who is Nebuch an Apikoyros. Nebuch, what can I say to you? I'm really sorry for you. You never had an education. You never went to Chedi. You never learned anything. Nebuch, what can I tell you? We're really sorry for you. But I'm sorry. You're a shogeg, but it doesn't help. You're still an Apikoyros. Ulechayra, says the Rebbe Chanan, Devarav Muchrochim. It seems that this is the case. Shehara kol ha-kovri, recall over the Avodah Zorah, hey Mutim. Everyone who does Avodah Zorah is a bit of sugar. You think they all can claim to be, well, I got confused, I was brought up like this. Who is more meshuggah than someone who brings his children up to Moilech? It's a child sacrifice. Who chayv mizi? You can't say, oh well, I'm sorry, I was dropped on my head when I was a child and it's not my fault and I claim and all that. Sorry. Even though you're a shogeg, you don't know what you're doing. You're an apikoros, I'm sorry, you're chayv mizi. So that seems to be the shita of the Rambam, as explained by Rav Chaim, as explained by Rav Chaim's student Rav Elchanan, that is someone who is a Nebuch Apikoros is still an Apikoros. Which is very, if you like, strict. If you flip over the page, we'll see why the Rambam holds that shita, and how it's consistent in pretty much every respect with how he sees his philosophy of mitzvahs. If you look here, in source number 7, the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva a little bit later on describes what is Olam Haba. What is Olam Haba? This person lost his chelik in Olam Haba. So what did he lose exactly? So he brings down, it's quite a famous Rambam in number 7. Ha Olam Haba Ein Boy Guf Ugvia There's no physicality. And in the Foshas HaTzadikim Bilvad, the Loiguf Kamalachei Ashoris. The Rambam's understanding of Olam Haba is that there's an entirely non-physical world. Since there's no physicality, there's no eating, and there's no drinking, etc., etc. And he goes through the whole the discussion of what is Olam Haba, and he says, "Ele tzadikim yoshvim va'atreisehim b'rosheihim." The tzadikim sit, very famous, and their crowns on their heads. Brings the Chazal say this. V'nei mishiv ha'shchina, and they bask in the light of the Shechina. V'zesh amru tzadikim yoshvim. They're chida amru. It doesn't mean they really sit. Of course they can't sit because they haven't got no legs. Can't sit without legs. Knees, actually, I think you need to sit. But the fact is that there is no physicality in Olam Haba, so how can they sit? Says, no, that's a moshel. Kaloyma ha tzadikim mitzuyim sham. They are existing, they're below amal, they don't work, or below yigia, and then there's no exertion. The chain zen, this is what I want to focus on. Zesha amru atre seim borashehem. When they say that their crowns are on their heads, what does that mean, crowns? Kaloyma means das. It's the das. The word says the Rambam, what's left of us when we get to Olam Haba, the ikar of our very essence, is our knowledge, is our das. That's what's left. That's what the neshama is, if you like. And therefore, when a person goes to Olam Haba, they are the sum total of the das that they made themselves during their lives. And therefore, if their das is all messed up, because they believe that God had a body, or they believe they were a pagan on some level, then the very essence of what they are is their das, and if their das is not there, then they're not there. Therefore, the Rambam will understand that a person who has no das, or has a mixed up das, will not get a chelek in Olam Haba in that way. And in fact, the Rambam paskens this very interestingly in the Hilchas Mezuzah. He says, you put up a mezuzah on the door. Why are you putting a mezuzah on the door? Look at number 8. Chayv Adam le'izah b'mezuzah. A person has to be very careful to put up a mezuzah. It's a constant mitzvah every day. How many times a day do we walk past the mezuzah on the door? Hundreds of times a day. For Kol's man, anytime he goes in and comes out, you will hit upon this concept of Yichud Hashem, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Shemo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Yizkor Avasa, you remember your the Avas Hashem says the Ahavta Hashem Lekech, etc. The Yoram Mishinasa, and you'll wake up from your sleep. It's like he says about shofar. Everyone knows what the Rambam says about shofar, yeah. But it's the mezuzah. You don't need to wait for Rosh Hashanah to wake up. There's a Rambam every time you walk past the mezuzah, you meant to wake up, okay? The Shigiyosav and all the nonsense, the Hevle Hasman and all the rubbish and all the silliness that we get upset about in our lives. Every time we walk past the mezuzah, says the Rambam, that's meant to wake us up and think, oh, what am I worried about, the fact that the car got so bashed in last week? You know, it's not the mezuzah, Yichud Hashem, Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, this is what I'm really living for. The Yeda, She'ein Davar Ha'omid Li'olam Li'omi Olamim Ele Yediyas Tzur Olamim. A person should know that the only thing that is permanent and forever is the yediyah that a person has. Umiyad hu chayzel adas, then immediately his yediyah, his knowledge, his understanding will be fixed. V'holich b'darchem yisharim, and he'll be straight. V'amru chamim roshonim, kol mi sheyesh lo tzfilim b'roshav azroya, that sitzis b'bigdoy, umazuzah b'pischoy, anyone who has these things around him, mukhzah hu shalo yechta, shehari yesh lo maskirin rabim. What is the purpose of the tefillin and the mezuzah and the tzitzis? It's not, says the Rambam, the tefillin and the mezuzah and the tzitzis that give Olam Haba. It's the fact that the tefillin and the mezuzah and the tzitzis remind us to get our head straight. And it's getting our head straight that gives us Olam Haba. It's the understanding of Hashem. They are malachim. Mitzvahs are malachim for the Rambam. The mitzvahs are, I'm not saying everyone would agree necessarily with the Shita, according to the Kabbalim, the mitzvahs, the etzem maybe, are working in different ways. But for the Rambam, the mitzvahs are maskirim, they're malochim, because the essence, the ikar, is the das, and if a person doesn't get the das, if a person puts a mezuzah up and never thinks about it for the rest of his life, I don't know what the Rambam would say about how he's been mekayim the mitzvah of mezuzah, because the whole ikar of the mitzvah is lost. Like tefillah without kavana, it's like a neshama, it's like a guf without a neshama, so a mitzvah without yedir is like a guf without a neshama, it's not there. In fact, it's a combination of course, the Maaseh HaMitzvah and the Yediyas HaMitzvah, etc. And in fact, if you look, you skip down, because time is short, and I don't want to run out of time. Even the Rambam says in number 9, that a person gets schar for the mitzvahs. It's clear, I put in number 10, that a person gets schar for the mitzvahs because a person does the mitzvahs. What do you tell a ger, interestingly? When a person comes to be misguided, what do you inform them about how mitzvahs work? So look at number 10 for a second. The Rambam in Hilchas Isurei Bia is telling us how we instruct a ger, a new convert, as to how mitzvahs work. Even though you teach him also the punishment for mitzvahs, you teach them what the schar is for a mitzvah, or what is the schar of a mitzvah. You teach together when he does a mitzvah, mitzvahs elu, yizkel chayim le'olam haba, he will get olam haba. V'she'ein shum tzadik gomor ela bal ha'chokma she'oise mitzvahs elu. The Yoda. The last word's very important. Someone who gets olam haba is someone who does mitzvahs and understands them and knows them and has das. Someone who just does mitzvahs without the das, you tell the ger, that's not what Judaism's all about. It has to be an application of brain and understanding in doing all these mitzvahs. This is why it seems that a person who has a das which has been confused, and all his life he had the wrong das, he gets no chelik in olam haba, because the essence of the whole mitzvah observance of his life is indeed the das. And the Rambam reiterates that in number 11, where he says in the Morin of Uchim, the Rambam says, in terms of a person perfecting themselves through different levels, he says the first level of perfection is a person's financial and monetary wealth. And then the next level is a person's physical body, self-perfection. The next level, look at number 11. V'hamina shlishi. The third level is shleimus malas hamidus, is a person perfecting a person's midus. V'roiv hamitzvahs, the majority of mitzvahs that we do, tariag mitzvahs, einam rak la'agia el zehamin min ha-shleimus, are trying to get to this third level of perfection. A perfection affecting our midas, the way we act, the way we interact in the world. But this is only a means to an end, he says. This third level of doing mitzvahs and perfecting one's midas is not the end of the road. The Hamina Ravi, because the fourth level, he says, who are shleimus ha'enoshi ha'amiti, is the real shleimus of a person. Again, the person gets their seichel, gets their brain straight. In other words, a person shouldn't see mitzvahs, says the Rambam, as an end. A person should see mitzvahs as a means to perfect their das in order to connect with their Kodesh Baruch. Now, therefore, we see, according to the Rambam, it turns out that people out there who do not believe in the things that a Jew is required to believe, that the Yugim al-Ikrim, are kofrim, heretics. What can I do? That's they never got an education. What can you do? There's nothing you can do about that. However, it's important to understand that that is definitely not the only opinion. And I brought you here in number 12, we saw already the Raivad, who turned around and said to the Rambam, not so fast, this person who believes that God has a body, you're going to call him a heretic. He made a mistake, and he's not a heretic. Says Rav Yosef Albo in the Sefer HaIkrim, I agree with that shita. And Rav Yosef Albo in the Sefer HaIkrim presents a thesis where he says as follows. Look at number 12 with me, please. He disagrees with the Rambam. The Rambam said already, even if someone is mafakpek, even if someone questions, then they're a heretic already. Look at number 12. Aval misha hu machzik b'toiras Moshe, umamim b'ikra. Someone who believes in the Torah. But when he comes to investigate alzeh mitzad haseichel through his understanding, the havanas hapsukim, and he, the way he understands the psukim, hatahu, they kind of push him off a bit. Ha'iyun lo meshe echol min ha'ikrim hu al derech acheret. Maybe he thinks that no, maybe one of the ikrim is not correct. But like if he had moved on the tachlis hadas, not like what a person should really understand. Oi, hitahu ha'iyun lahachish ha'ikrahu. Someone is led by their investigations to deny one of the ikrim. Person is not required to believe this. Or Yashav Bamasha who Ika, he thinks something is an Ika, Shainu Ika, which is really not an Ika. The Yamin Oisikashara Emunas, and he believes in that. Kishabah Batoya Shain Ikrim. Ain the Kofa. The Sefer Ikrim disagrees with the Rambam and says, somebody who came to the conclusion, like the Ravid said, that something, one of the 13 ikrim is not actually an ikr, or something else is an ikr, it's not a kofer. Aval hu bichlal chachmi Yisrael v'chassidei. It could be a chochm. It could be a tamid chochm of great proportion. The aval pisha hu toyepi, you know, even though he's making a mistake. V'hu choyte, he's a choyte. It's an avera, you can't deny what is the MS. B'shoigeg, v'tzarek kapora, he needs a kapora. Nevertheless, he is definitely not a heretic. V'hine be'arnu b'feirush, ki misha yodea ha'emes. Who is a heretic then? Someone who knows the MS. U'miskavein lahachishoy, hu makas harashoyim. U'mikat harashoyim. Someone who tries to deny on purpose. He's a Rosha. She'ein roi lekabel oisu b'tshuva. Ava misha einu miskavin limroid. Someone who's not trying to rebel. V'loi lintois miderech ha'emes. Not trying to get off the derech ha'emes. V'loi lichvoi mashiba b'torah. Not trying to deny what's in the Torah. Etc. etc. He is not a heretic. Ava pishi for some. Even though he says things differently, etc. And in the end he says that, you know, the Rambam understands in Tzvi HaMesim. Okay, that everybody who comes back to life in Tzchias HaMesim will eventually die. Again, that's the Rambam Shita in Tzchias HaMesim. The Tzchias HaMesim is not the end of the road. Rambam says it's Mefurash. So Mashiach will also die and people will die, etc. And Tzchias HaMesim has a different function. It's not the end of everything and people will stay alive forever. And the Sefer HaIkrim says that's not true. That's not correct. You're going to call the Rambam a kofer for Tzchias HaMesim. Because the Rambam is not correct in his understanding of Tzchias HaMesim. He says, Chas v'chalila, the Rambam is not kofer. The Rambam had an understanding of Tzchias HaMesim, he says, which was not correct. But he's entitled to have that understanding, and he needs to do tshuva for that, for the fact that he got the wrong understanding. He says, also quest the Ramban. So the Ramban had another understanding of Tzchias HaMesim, which was also not correct. You can't go around calling people kofrim just because they're not correct. Therefore, he says a person is a kofer only if they set out to rebel, and he seems to disagree with this understanding of the Ramban. So it seems that we have two, if you like, world views. There's the Ramban's view that a person who is kofer, even a b'shoigeg, the Reb Chaim says, a nevach apikoros is still an apikoros, okay? And this Reb Sefer Ikrim, the Reb Yosef Alba, seems to say no. A nevach apikoros is certainly not an apikoros, which of course would have the effect of saying that everybody out there who does not hold by the 13 Ikrim simply because they never have the opportunity to learn about the 13 Ikrim is certainly not an apikoros, chas v'chalila. They believe in certain things. And they will have a chalik in Olam Haba, but of course they're mistaken, and it's up to us to try and help people to come to the Das Ha'emes. But they're not apikorsim. The truth is that the Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, and we'll finish with this, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman even asked a kasha on his Rebbe. He says, what, you told me that the Rambam believes somebody who is nevach an apikoris is really apikoris? He says, I'll have kasha, look at 13. De'at tinuk ha'mutl ba'arisa. A tinuk shenishba. The Rambam himself paskins that a tinuk shenishba is shoyeg. Now, tinuk shenishba never kept Shabbos. The classic tinuk shenishba, of course, someone who was stolen at birth, brought up as a non-Jew, etc., and they find out they're Jewish. He never kept Shabbos, he never kept kosher. But he never believed in Hashem, and he never believed in Tzitzis Amazin, he never believed in Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah, he never believed in Torah Midrashim, he never believed in anything. He's shoyeg. So the Rabbi Chana says, but the Rambam said that he's not a shogi, but the Rambam said he is. And it's also the Rambam who says about the Karaites, the Rambam paskins that the Karaites are not apikorsim. Because he, don't forget, the Rambam had to deal with Karaites on a daily basis. Two-thirds of his Kehillah, when he went to be the Rav of Foster, two-thirds were Karaites. That's a very serious issue to have to deal with in a new Kehillah. We think today's Rabbonim have trouble, but in the old days everything was fine. Everything was always difficult. So the Rambam says the Karaites are not apikorsim. So Rabbi Chanan says, so what's going on? If the Karaites are not apikorsim, what happened to Nevach apikoros? So he ends and he says, and we'll finish with this, in number 14, it says, V'das HaRambam, actually the view of even the Rambam, which we thought was so strict, and said that even if somebody makes a mistake, he's an apikoros, it's not so straightforward. Das HaRambam, ki atos v'inyin hakshoma, why did this guy who believes that God has a body, why does he get no chelik in Olam Haba? It's not because he's Nebuch, says the Zeruchana. He disagrees with Ruchan. Bamidas Atzma. He came to that conclusion himself. The Lomi Pi Agonis. It's not because of the... He can't blame the Psukim, and he can't blame the Midrashim. The guy didn't use his head properly. Ki ilu haisa das and slowly, if he'd had a clear mind, Loi haya Agonis matoi so. He wouldn't have been pushed into this ridiculous way of thinking by these Haggadahs. He would have found a way to understand these Haggadahs. In other words, says Rabbi Chanan, the Rambam doesn't believe that Nebuch an Apikoros is an Apikoros. Who is an Apikoros? Somebody who just doesn't use their head at all. That's the ultimate crime for the Rambam. Not to use your brain at all. If you use your brain but came to the wrong conclusions, then you're an Apikoros. Even according to the Rambam, says Rabbi Chanan. Yeah, it says the Rebbe Chanan. This is a reasonable fact. So where does this come out? It comes out, we basically have a machlokas. Most of today's poskim, certainly Rav Berkowitz, my Rosh Hashiva, discusses with me once, most of today's poskim go with a view of the Sefer Ikrim, in number 12, which is that people who don't believe in the Yud Gimel Ikrim because they never had a chance to, are certainly not apikorsim. But even according to the view of the Rambam that seems to be so strict, it could be that according to Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, even the view of the Rambam is not so strict, and actually the only people who are real apikorsim are either people who rebel consciously, or people who simply don't use their brains at all. And I think that the musa that comes out of all of this is that for us, who Baruch Hashem are part of the Olam HaTorah, and are oisik b'mitzvahs every day, to be oisik b'mitzvahs according to the Rambam is not enough. To be oisik b'mitzvahs and to think and to consider and to have them affect the way we view the world and understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that is the essence of every mitzvah. And if we do that, then the mitzvahs will indeed be malachim, which bring us to Olam Haba. We should all be zeicher. Have a good Shabbos.